Top stories making news this hour at Press TV in Bahrain. A female protester has died of wounds sustained during the Saudi-backed crackdown. This while security forces have arrested two doctors and a human rights activist. The activist was detained in a raid on his house. The doctors were arrested to discourage medical staff from treating protesters. And in the U.S., protesters have gathered in front of the Saudi Arabian embassy in Washington to protest Riyadh's military intervention in Bahrain. The protesters called for an end to the killing and torture of Bahraini anti-government protesters. They also condemned Washington's silence on human rights violation in Bahrain. And in Egypt, the Supreme Administrative Court has ordered the dissolution of the ousted president's ruling National Democratic Party. The court has also ordered that the party's assets be returned to the state. Mubarak's predecessors set up the party 33 years ago, dominating the Egyptian politics ever since. The new Syrian cabinet has been sworn in before President Bashar al-Assad. 16 new figures are part of the newly reshuffled cabinet to help improve the government's performance. The new cabinet has been tasked with launching Assad's promised reforms. The old cabinet, headed by Naji al-Otari, resigned over 2 weeks ago. In Japan, smoke has briefly risen from the control panel of the Kashiwazi-Kariwa nuclear complex in Niigata Prefecture. The incident happened as water purification equipment was being checked at the nuclear plant. No casualties have been reported, and it's still unclear what caused the smoke. Tens of thousands of Serbians have attended a rally in the capital Belgrade to call for snap elections. The leader of the opposition Serbian Progressive Party has also gone on a hunger strike to push for snap polls. The opposition blames the government for widespread corruption and the country's economic decline. Turkey and Iran have opened a new border crossing to boost trade ties. Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu and his Iranian counterpart, Dr. Ali Akbar Salehi, attended the Kapıkarazi border crossing inauguration ceremony. Iran and Turkey are expected to open two more border crossings. And severe storms and tornadoes have battered southern U.S. states, killing 16 people. A state of emergency has been declared in Alabama and 14 Mississippi counties as the storm has moved into the region. The storm has also caused severe damage to many buildings in southern U.S. states.